morning, I got a couple of signatures.
What's this?
Got a few signatures you want to get right now.
Oh, no press charge for this.
Good.
That's long, right?
Yes.
That's good. It's the first time we have not had press coverage of the Lions, but that's all right.
Are you suggesting we not have press coverage?
I disagree. I don't think we should. We have Brand today. That's the point. The one thing that I couldn't really want, not want to rely on, because we have our own partners.
It never gets very much coverage anymore.
It also puts me on the spot to say something.
Sure.
I've covered this meeting 1,000 times.
What do you think we ought to say about the subject, what the other reading is?
a little out of that editor's thing, which was a full address thing, you know. But I'm not sure that this reworking fine. You know what I mean?
I don't think it is if it's not on television. I think when it's on television, it sure as hell.
That's my point. I mean, we're going to look for some Q&A opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, let's sort of say that. We'll pull that sometime.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. I've checked out the Don Jackson thing. What he wants to see you for is to ask to be moved to the post of Deputy U.S. Representative to the OAS, which is a post that Bill Rogers doesn't want to fill, and he's particularly not very interested in filling with Don Jackson, but it's a post that isn't needed, and his plan is to just vacate it. And
Don Jackson just wants a way to travel through South America.
That's right. Jackson's indicated that if he doesn't get this post, he'll probably resign from the ICC anyway, which he intends to do, and more or less retire. And it seems to me we've paid Don off, and that's what we should let him do. And just tell them that the
facility. Well, I would get right to it and say, look, you check the thing out and they're abolishing the post. Let's put it that way. Post is being abolished.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I've done a hell of a lot of Jackson. Good Christ. I mean, I didn't need to do anything. I just did it as an old friend. We put him in this damn job.
We really kind of carried him through the campaign. He didn't do a hell of a lot then. We gave him a job then.
He said nothing. You know, play away.
Filled him up.
But if he doesn't want this,
aren't his white checks? Well, he's not. Over. John Don's not in any good shape here anymore, I don't think. He's not in San Francisco.
Sure.
Fair enough. I think the operation looks damn good for promoting more media coverage of withdrawal of men and women from Vietnam and putting a book study about it. Putting an
all we did.
Special PIO at MACV to work stories and special coverages, features, and that kind of thing on returning troops and supplies to make up, get some mileage out of them.
You think she can do that?
That's the side of the story, yeah.
He thinks so. No, it's a good story, Doc. It's and he's, right on a thought. Goldwater ought to come to the attempt, come to the, ought to take on the Times. I'll tell you why. This makes him look awful good, you know what I mean? Johnson looked bad, so he should say that. After all, that this is not the twist, you see, where Goldwater could get up on the Senate floor and be a big hero and say, look, this fact of President Johnson orders contingency plans and so on, he attempted to come out of the other way.
He has, to a degree.
Oh, has he already?
Yeah.
Well, good. Good.
But not like this one. He hasn't taken on the Times. He's hit the other point, but he knew,
you know,
that they had the acceleration,
you know,
plans.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, he couldn't get anywhere to talk about because they were painting him the other way. But he can switch ground and take on the
side. I feel that this is a reckless, shocking breach of security. And that I just want to fight that battle with everything we've got.
I talked to Nussiter about that because he was all charging, ready, wanting to go, and I told him not to do anything out of the committee. The committee should not become a factor in it. But that there's no reason why you shouldn't get to some of the senators under the table and let them, see, McGovern, the danger in the whole damn thing, the harm to us potentially, is that they're trying to tie us into it. McGovern and McCloskey both move immediately to say this is exactly what's going on now. Hmm. And,
right, we have plans to escalate.
Well, or, you know, that we're not telling people what we're doing.
Got it.
And they're trying to ask. You were all sitting here plotting all kinds of things that nobody knows about, like Johnson and Rostow were doing. And,
right, and except that we're reducing forces. That's what we're plotting.
But that's why it seems to me there's no reason why some senators on the other side can't say the opposite of what Governor McCloskey are saying. That is, they should be defending us. We sure as hell don't want to get the battle from the White House, nor do you want the National Committee to get into it at the time.
Oh, the National Committee would want it at all.
Is it just that?
The White House should get into it. I heard it go around, and I told the leader this morning, they said it's a family quarrel, and we're not going to get into who did what to whom.
That's got to come through. We've got to be sure, without our doing it, that people realize they're reading history, not current events.
I agree. That's why I said we will not comment on something that occurred in the previous administration. Those who were attacking and those who were apologizing for it, that's their problem. We adopted a new policy and it's working. We talk about our policy, but not theirs. Very happy, but you see, whatever the problem is, of course it is a problem. It bothers, like everything else, and just really not a goddamn thing we can do about it except to roll with it and go on. That's why you can't tell anybody anything. Believe me, they think I've been giving secrets to people in the past. You just look to the future. You cannot pass anything on to people. Somebody says, this is a good Christ, I mean, people doing this. 20 years ago, unconscionable. Trump's whole documents, huh? Get them to a report. Unbelievable.
Well, as you know, I'm sure you're way ahead of me. Let me point out that you got three suspects on this thing. You can narrow it to those three. It has to be Gill, Halpern, or Ellsberg. So if I had to guess which one, I would guess it was Ellsberg. And
I just listened to him a little more when he was here. He would have gotten rid of Lane and
Halpern. Good, suspicious type guy.
He knows. Goddamn, Bob, I can tell even on the domestic end. I know who the liberals are.
Yeah.
It's your issue, you know who they are. And goddamn, if you've got a guy that's against what you're doing, you've got to suspect him. Huh?
It's an interesting thing, calling these people, I've covered everybody.
Yeah.
So what I do on the timing. They all completely agree, especially the surprising ones. Like her client said, you're absolutely right. This is exactly the right thing to do. But the key is to enforce it all the way down the line. Because as we climb up at the top, they'll work
their way down the line. Where even in the bureaucracy.
No, in the White House.
White House has got to be total.
Yeah, you can't do it in the bureaucracy. There's just no way.
Total. Oh, I know. Don't dare. Well, hell, you'd never get Rogers to cooperate, for example.
Oh, that's it. But boy, they jumped right on it. You know, like Saturday called me and said, oh, geez. Said, you're absolutely right. And he said, unfortunately, I just invited he's having a dinner party. You know, he has dinner once a week.
Yeah.
And I invited the Times guy to the dinner. He said, but it's no problem. I'll call him. Just tell him it's been postponed to August or something. He didn't bat an eye.
Good, Bob. I know I'm right about this. I just know.
Well, it's the first time we've done one of these that everybody said, yes, that's right. They've always said, okay, I'll do it, but, you know, I
think you're making a mistake. Believe me, do it on a basis of no announcement.
Oh, no.
Nothing obvious. They just, every each on an individual basis becomes just goddamn unavailable.
Just don't get around to returning the call.
I don't know who you covered, but other than I'm going to have the bastards in that White House again. Any fool. I don't know if you've got that one or not. No fools. No New York Times person in my presence, you know what I mean? In a pool. They are not to be on any airplane pools in the future either. Just don't happen.
Interesting that we put that freeze on Stu Lurie. And there's an article in some obscure journalism review or something like that that talks about how Lurie got the freeze put on it and how it extended to a point where he couldn't get anything, dried up his sources, and he got moved out of the White House.
Did he get moved out?
Oh, yeah. He's gone. He's still in Washington, but he's not in the White House.
Good. He deserved it.
But it says, you know, he noticed that all of a sudden he was never on Air Force One anymore, never in any brush pools.
It bothered me as much. Maybe you leave that go.
You leave them off for a while.
But I leave them off for a while, you know. Other than that, I'll be doing a background one of these days. I'll find some way to do it. And I'll invite there at times in the post for those two. Off. You know, we've done that before. It just never happened. Maybe dovetail too much on the times.
each day they write another little story about it. Nobody's been able to find out where she is. They picked up some big hint from you and have determined that she probably is at Bob Elkinom's island, but they aren't sure. And they decided that was probable because she took, it was learned that they had packed some fishing equipment with them. Now that's a bit of a story.
No, but that couldn't help but be plus because they saw the whole family in its best, whole content, done well. And everybody feels a little bit, whoever's coming through the, As I said, I did the Johnson. I saw it when they were,
thing that goes to the ratings on those TV
jobs,
and that's what his weddings that cranked them up. But
sometimes I don't know what else can be done. I realize that the McCloskeys and the rest are going to say the same thing is going on now. My point is that that's what it is. It's an attack on government. It's sure it has on Johnson. And look at the goddamn Times. They're not putting in the stuff about Kennedy they got as much as
they say tomorrow. It'd be interesting to see what they did.
Unfortunately, they don't have anything on me.
No.
I wasn't here.
He's asked to...
Crisis, you might have been again.
Yeah, a report on his Paris airship findings on SST and Lockheed.
Yeah, sometime, but that's fine. Always have him come in when he wants. Good.
Then we find the White House... photographers.
No.
We didn't do their dinner and all. But tomorrow is the date of their 50th anniversary of the association. And they would like to have a small delegation call on you to present you with a pair of bookends.
Okay.
As a commemoration of it.
It's just crazy.
Normally we wouldn't do with these press therapy things, but
with them,
I think we probably should.
Absolutely.
Since we didn't do the dinners.
Gotcha. I wrote three that were present. So then we're at the top of the statements and there's the rest. You hear your brand on the most important, but it's a goddamn chore. There's just very little talk.
Do you go to the airplane with them? Do you go to the SST?
What do you think of these little countries? Sure, there's nothing to talk about. It's like the Nicaragua guy, God Almighty, I think the things are unbelievable. I really feel now we're off and running on a good schedule.
We're going to have to say it'll be hard to hang tight on
it. Is it?
Oh, yeah, I think it will. Is it?
Sure.
It's incredible. They can come up with an overriding reason on each one. Every foreign minister, every defense minister, every special emissary, and all that is to say, there's always some.
Yeah.
We're going to fly over there with their rockets or something, so you've got to see them.
Yeah, yes, these days they do pretty good. It's the press. The wedding thing helped them around a little bit.
Sure, good thing that there was no quick in both point recently at all.
I tell you what my feeling is about it, about the visit I was with the junior Thomas. Anything that we could announce, we could do better announcing it here without having two there. And that's one of the reasons why if we get anything that we could say any of these things, we will do it here. So,
the Bunker Abrams fly into California and then announce it from there, go out and make a thing there.
You've got to have we're going to have the announcement here soon, but for you,
I still think you can make some mileage out of that announcement, Cal. I mean, so Eric keeps saying that he keeps battling all kinds of stuff, and it never comes through as an official.
Well, I think you can make some mileage out of that. And the other thing, of course, Bob, is that if they get anything, we'd just be so lucky. Depending on the negotiating time, then we'll have something else to talk about, at least we may. Or if we don't get something in the
these people in the ass, because I know there's some columnist or editorial or something pitching this morning that, you aren't pursuing the negotiating front, you know, that you're not, they're just sitting still, and that the only excuse for continuing your policy is if there's negotiations, and since you're not negotiating, there's no excuse to continue your policy. What the hell do we think? You're going to pop that bubble when, you know, one way or the other after, you know, Henry's he's all excited now because the lead up to is coming or something.
You're reading his tea leaves.
Oh, there we go.
Hell,